Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Josh M. from San Diego.
I'm Josh, and I'm an alcoholic.
Josh.
It is great to be here. I'm super nervous right now. I'm glad that there's not as many people, right? Makes it a little bit easier. So always thankful for that. Truly, I'm a drunk. I know that about myself. Sometimes alcoholic seems a little bit too fancy for me, for the way that I drink. I'm a drunk, straight up, through and through. And I will be a drunk until the day that I die. I know that about myself. Unless I use the tools that have been given to me in this program. Alcoholism came in very quickly. I went from being a normal drinker to very heavy, quite quickly. You know, there are a lot of signs and things like that, kind of through high school and through college. A lot of things that kind of happened to me that didn't seem to happen to other people as often. I blacked out a lot more. I was kicked out of some parties quite a bit more than others. But at the time, that was just kind of fun, right? You know, that was part of kind of what I was doing. It was out of college and getting into the real world that I had a hard time adjusting. I still like to party a lot. I'm actually a chef by trade. I went to culinary school. You work a lot of hours, and when you get off, you drink. That's what you do. I'm just the guy that doesn't show up the next day. I'm good at that. I'm good at not showing up. Within my drinking, I noticed myself kind of drifting off from the person that I used to be. When I first got into culinary, I was very passionate. That passion, it dwindled, where drinking kind of took over everything in my life in about a 2-year period, where work all of a sudden wasn't very important. You know, I needed to drink. That was way funner. I wanted to party. My chef is yelling at me too much. I don't need that. And I noticed myself kind of dwindling down as far as how much I was making an hour, right? The positions I was getting were a little bit worse every time. And in doing so, it was them and not me. I was doing my job, right? Even though I was showing up almost every day, hungover, sweating profusely. And that was just the start of it. It definitely increased in amazing ways. I went to a point to where I was drinking every single day, and I don't know when that point was. I started going home, and I'd have a 6-pack, and then that 6-pack turned into a bottle and a 12-pack. And where that happened, why that happened, I have no idea. I've spent hours and hours thinking about that process. A lot of time, right? I don't think that's a rarity. I think we all try to figure this out. Eventually got to a point where I kept getting fired. I could not hold a job. The girlfriend did not want to be with me. So what I did was, I came down here to San Diego. This is the very first time I got sober. I am someone that it took 2 tries. That first time of getting sober, I basically hung out at my parents' house and just went to meetings at night. I didn't do a whole lot at all. Inevitably, I had no passion in it. I didn't think this thing was that serious. I thought it was a phase, to be honest with you. I thought it was just the girl, the job, that's why I drank that much. So I did what any smart person would do, and I moved back with the girl to the same area, because, I was better now. I had a little bit of sobriety, so we're good. Within about 2 weeks, I was drinking again. And this time it was go time. I brought myself to a place that I had heard in these meetings that people go to. The place in the mind that is absolutely incredible. A place where death seems better, truly. Where not being seems like a better existence, a very, very dark place. I'm very fortunate to the fact that I do have family in the program. So in everything that's going on, I do have them in my ear telling me, hey, there's a way. There's something you can do about this. I'm very fortunate in that. Because without that, I don't know where I'd be. My darkest place was a scary one, just as far as kind of where I was in my mind. I was actually walking home one day about 1 o'clock at night. I'm from Colorado. And I decided I was good. I just went and laid down, hammer drunk, in the dark. I'm very fortunate that someone drove by. There shouldn't have been anyone on the road. There normally wasn't. After that, I really broke down emotionally. I got scared for my own life. That little thing in the back of my head was saying, hey, man, we can still do this. We can still live. There's something there. I know now that that was my higher power, because that's the only thing that existed at that point. From there, I called my parents, being great AA parents. They said, we're not going to do anything for you this time. You do it yourself. Once again, I don't know why I did at that point, but I did. I came back down here. I didn't live with my parents at that point. I actually put myself into the VOA, which was its own experience. Definitely. That was an interesting one. That was definitely the first day I was there. I was like, oh my gosh, what did I do? Like, oh no. But it was, and truly that was like the next step. That was, little did I know at that point, that was the first step in this whole new existence, this whole new reality of life that I've now found. That was my tomorrow. Because there were so many days in my drinking that I said, oh, tomorrow I'm going to fix this. Tomorrow I'm going to do something. I have my tomorrow. And that was the time, not the best feeling, right? I was still freaking out. But later, I mean, now I look back at that experience and I can't help but smile and just feel happiness. I did put myself into another program. I am a Pathfinder. I went through the 9-month program at Pathfinders. In doing so, I went through the steps, not in a slow manner, but in a manner as if I was drowning, because that's what I was shown, that's what I was told. I was dying. I didn't know that. I didn't realize how sick I was, but I was extremely sick. My first step was, I thought it was the alcohol itself. I thought that's what was doing it to me. That was my understanding of the first step, right? I didn't realize that it was my own mind, that it was me that was the alcoholic, not the alcohol that... I wanted to blame something, right? I didn't want to blame me. Going through the steps showed me that. It developed that within me, that it wasn't just the booze, it was my own mind that was so sick. I can't tell you how proud I am that I did go to Pathfinders and that I did do that all myself. Because truly, being an alcoholic, I can manipulate any situation. I believe that I can, at least. I am a manipulator by trait. That is what I can do, truly. Pathfinders didn't allow that. It told me kind of what to do, and it set that guideline for me. It made me make my bed every day. Which is something I really needed. I need to get it back into kind of a real stream of life. Completing the steps and completing Pathfinders, getting out, was a whole new journey. And it has been an amazing journey. What I have done is I go to meetings, and I go to a lot of them. Meetings for me, they help me. I have a little over 2 years of sobriety now. And that's an absolutely amazing thing. I now have a life that I could not have imagined 2 years ago. I have a job that I'm great at and I show up every single day for on time. And I'm good at my job. I can now look in the mirror and be proud of who it is that I am. And I had lost that. I had lost all of that. AA has brought me back to that. It has given me a whole new life, a whole new feel on life. It's given me a God, which is absolutely incredible. It's a God that I can do business with. When I'm losing my head, I have someone with me at all times that can calm me down. It's not quick. It's not always as fast as I want. But it does work. 100%. That is something about sobriety I've had to learn, is that you need to be patient. Because sometimes when you're freaking out, it's not going to go away as quickly as booze did. Everything's much slower in sobriety. But now in the last 2 years, I have truly taken steps forward in my life because of AA, which is absolutely incredible. This program has changed my life. It has changed who I am. And I'm excited for the journey ahead of myself. You know, it's just... If this has happened in 2 years, continuing sobriety, continuing AA, I mean, I think anything is possible. So thank you very much.